Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes continues the discussion of Chatzer, which is Koveya for Maisros, only in a situation of Tzeref, only when you have you're eating a bunch of fruits together, but individual fruits, one by one, is Mutter, even if it's in a Chatzer. The Chatzer is not Koveya for individual eating, only for Ochel Mitzuraf. So the Mishnah says, Gefen shi nutua bechater, notel es kol ha'eshkol, v'chein berimon, v'chein ba'avatiach divi rabbi tarfon. If you have a vine, a grapevine, in a chater, which normally would be koveya for miser, however, rabbi tarfon says you can eat an entire cluster of grapes, because the cluster, he considers it one entity, and that is not considered tziruf for miseros. V'chein berimon, so too, a pomegranate you can eat all the different seeds of the pomegranate. He considers it one fruit, one entity, and therefore it's not a tziruf. V'chein ba'avatiach, and so too with watermelon. That's Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. Rabbi Kiva Omer, megarger ba'eshkol, you can only take one grape from the cluster, uporet berimon, and one seed from the pomegranate, v'sofes ba'avatiach, and one bite from the watermelon. Anything more, if you take more than one grape or more than one pomegranate seed, that would be considered tziruf and would be chayiv and meiser according to Rabbi Akiva. Ksubar shizrua b'chater, if you have a coriander which is planted in the chater, mekartim ala ve'ochel v'mserif chayiv. Again, you're allowed to eat leaf by leaf, one by one, and it will be pater for meiser v'mserif chayiv. But if you group many leaves together to eat them together, so that's considered tziruf, and therefore the chatzer will kiveya, and it will be chayev in meiser. Hasiya v'ha'ezo v'akurnis shebachatzer, different types of, I believe, hyssop that are growing in the chatzer. Im hayu nishmarim chayavin, if they are watched, if they are guarded, in other words, they are not hefker, anything that is not hefker is going to be chayev in meiser, and conversely, anything that is hefker is pater from meiser. Mishnah Yud continues the discussion of the specifics of when is a chatzer koveya for meiser. Teina shi omedes b'chatzer v'nota lagina, ochel kedarko pater. A fig tree which is standing in the chatzer and its leaves, its fruit, are hanging over into the garden, you're allowed to eat kedarko, you're allowed to eat achilas arai, v'pater min ha'meisros, because the chatzer has not been koveya for meiser in this case. Even though the trunk of the tree is standing in the chatzer, we don't follow the trunk legabi meiser, we only follow the branches. And since here the branches are in the gina, in the garden, and not in the courtyard, so we don't follow the trunk, we follow the branches, and therefore the gina is not koveya for meiser, you're allowed to eat achil sarai from these fruits. Omedes bagina, if it's the opposite case, the tree is standing in the garden, and the nof, the branches, are hanging over into the chatzer, so again, you follow the branches, you follow the nof, and therefore the chatzer will be koveya, in this case, for meiser, where the nof, the branches, are hanging into the chatzer. So the chatzer is koveya, you're only allowed to eat achas achas, you're only allowed to eat individual pieces, individual fruits, and that is pater for meiser v'mitzarif chayev. But if you're mitzarif a bunch of fruits together, then the chatzer is koveya, and then he'll be chayev in meiser. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss other examples, and other dinim, other areas of halacha where you have a tree whose trunk is in one area and the nof, the branches, are in another area. Do we follow the trunk, or do we follow the branches? Do we follow the ikar, or do we follow the nof in all these other areas of halacha? So here, by meiser, we said again that you follow the nof. However, in other areas of halacha, the din might be different. Omedes ba'aretz v'nota l'chutzal aretz, or b'chutzal aretz v'nota, if you have a tree which is either standing in Eretz Yisrael and the branches are hanging over into chutzal aretz, or the tree is in chutzal aretz and the branches are hanging over into Eretz Yisrael, hakol holech achar ha'ikar, legabe, whether it's chayiv and maisros, in order to be chayiv and maisros, it has to be produce of Eretz Yisrael. So legabe chayiv and maisros, hakol holech achar ha'ikar, everything goes by the tree, the roots, the trunk of the tree. So if the trunk is in Eretz Yisrael, so it will be chayiv and meiser. If the trunk is in Chutz La'aretz, it will be pater for meiser. In the case of Batei Arichoma, the Torah in Parshas Behar says that the din is that if you buy a house that is in the wall of a city, so it has certain special dinim, that you're allowed to begol the house, you're allowed to buy back the house if you sell it. You have a one-year option to buy it back. And there are other dinim specific, special to the Batei Arichoma, the houses which are built in the wall of the city. So, if you have a tree planted by the Batei Arichoma, Hakol Holich Achar Ha'ikar, if it's you go by the ikar of the tree, by the trunk, and not by the nof, in order to determine whether this tree will be included in the Batei Arichoma for the special dinim of the 1 year buyback option, etc. So you go baser the ikar of the tree and not the nof. Ari miklat hakol holech achar hanof, to decide whether a tree is considered to be within the ir miklat, hakol holech achar hanof. The din is that if someone murders bishogeg, so he should run. He escapes to the ir miklat, and in the ir miklat, no one can exact retribution from him while he's living in the ir miklat. So if you have a tree, which is part of it outside the ir miklat, part of it inside the ir miklat, hakol holech achar hanof, and the Gemara explains this mishnah to mean hakol holech af achar hanof, even baser the nof, meaning whether if the trunk is in the ir miklat or whether if the branches are in the ir miklat, any part of the tree in the ir miklat, the tree entirely will be considered to be in the ir miklat, and therefore the roteach bishogeg will be safe in such a tree. Over Yerushalayim, hakol holech achar hanof. And also in Yerushalayim, hakol holech achar hanof, then the din is that you have to bring up pears of Meiser Sheni to eat them in Yerushalayim. So legabi Meiser Sheni, a tree that is hanging partially inside Yerushalayim, partially outside of Yerushalayim, again we go achar hanof, af achar hanof, so whether the trunk or whether the branches are in Yerushalayim, we consider the entire tree to be within Yerushalayim as long as any part of the tree is in Yerushalayim.